In the journey of life, there are moments when everything we've built seems to crumble before our eyes. It's as if we've lived multiple lifetimes of joy only to find ourselves back at square one, amidst the ruins of what once was. It's during these times of reflection we might wonder if there's a different path laid out for us, a path less traveled, yet divinely inspired. This contemplation isn't about whether we've been devout in our religious practices or not. It's about recognizing that even in moments of solitude or abandonment, there's a greater force at work in our lives. Life's hardships can drive us into the depths of bitterness, turning us away from those who extend their love and support. Anger and resentment can fester, spreading toxicity within and around us. Yet, it's crucial to understand that these trials are not without purpose. They serve as a redirection, a call towards a new beginning that awaits beyond the horizon of our current struggles. The scriptures remind us that leaving our old selves behind is the first step towards transformation. Philippians 3 verses 13 to 14 encourages us, "Brothers and sisters, I do not consider myself yet to have taken hold of it. But one thing I do, forgetting what is behind and straining toward what is ahead, I press on toward the goal to win the prize for which God has called me heavenward in Christ Jesus." This passage invites us to hold on to the cherished memories that bring joy and purpose, guiding us towards the divine plan that was set in motion before we even realized. Consider the notion that our existence and achievements are not solely the results of our endeavors. From the moment of creation, within our mother's womb, there has been a divine hand shaping our destiny. This realization beckons us to see our current situation not as a coincidence but as a divine placement, meant for us to seek and find purpose even in adversity. In times of despair, when anger, sadness, and a sense of betrayal overwhelm us, it's vital to pause and reflect on the possibility that these sacrifices were necessary for a greater purpose. This introspection might lead us to understand our role in bringing unity and love, molded by divine intentions. Everything in our lives, the blessings and the removals, are orchestrated by a higher power. In moments of doubt, seeking guidance through prayer can unveil the path that has been laid out for us. It's a journey of choice, of deciding whether to follow the path of love and leadership or to remain tethered to past grievances. The essence of being a good person is navigating through life's trials without casting blame for our heartaches. It's about finding a place in our hearts to lock away the anger, to let go of the past, and embrace the future with open arms. For God has grand plans for each of us, plans to prosper and not to harm, to give us hope and a future, Jeremiah 29 verse 11. As we stand at the crossroads of life, the decision to lead with love and pave the way for generations to come rests within us. Will we choose to be the beacon of hope and leadership, or will we let the shadows of our past dictate our future? The choice, indeed, is ours.